What do I see for the future? I mean, it's an honor that people would even ask me what I see about the future. But what I see for the future of C3, of my family, of the people that I love doing ministry with, is sacred altars. Sacred altars all across the world. In every tribe, every suburb, every village, every city, altars that are dedicated to the Lord. You know, this space at the front here, there's actually something very special about it. Right here, it's just carpet. In some places, it might be tile. We have one of our locations that it's tile and concrete, maybe. In some places, it might even be dirt. I don't know what it is where you come from, but there's something very special about this space in front of us. It's something worth fighting for. It's something that changes people's lives. And I believe that the future of C3, there's so many churches, man, there's so many churches in other movements that we love, that this isn't sacred. This is a sacred space in our C3 churches. And I know that we are reclaiming it and we are bringing it back into every single one of our churches. It's a place where people meet Jesus. It's a place where people find healing. It's a place where people find restoration, where they find joy, where they find purpose, where their lives are changed forever. And I believe that that is the future. That is what we are called to. And I'll tell you why I'm so passionate about it is because it's my story. When I was 14, well, as you heard, when I was even in my mother's womb, the altar meant something to us. And when I was 14, at a C3 church in the south of Sydney, I rededicated my life to Christ. And I am forever thankful for that altar moment of coming down the front and meeting Jesus. 6 months later, at that youth conference I was talking about, I was down the front and I got my heart completely healed on an altar. Tears weeping in the carpet. There are tears in this carpet that is breakthrough in people's lives. My parents were going through a very messy divorce and God healed my heart in that moment. No therapy did it. But God did on a sacred altar at C3, which was Oxford Falls at the time, now C3 SYD. Move forward a few years. When I was 21, I walked to the front of an altar call at C3 Church in Atlanta. Where are the Atlanta guys at? Over there, Lawrenceville, Atlanta. And I felt the call to church plant, something that I had swore to myself I would never do. Never do. And here I found my heart drawn to the front to walk out of my seat to a sacred altar and dedicate my life to Christ in a new way that I was going to build the kingdom for him at that age, at 21. Then, at about 24, at a C3 church in Calgary, where my beautiful pastors, Pastor Lorne and Kelly Tevet, after 2 years of struggling with infertility on an altar, God gave me a vision of my daughter in worship. My daughter that I wasn't pregnant with yet. I wouldn't be pregnant with her for another few more years. And now I get to stand in my church and that vision has been fulfilled. My daughter stands in front of me at worship and I can see the image that God first showed me on my heart then. Fast forward a few more years again. When I was 30 at a C3 church in Sheffield, which I love Joe and Lois. Oh my goodness, my Sheffield people. I was at an altar call at a conference there and I got another vision of a third child, which I turned to Sam and I'm like, guess what, babe? We're not done. There's a third baby. There's a third one that I saw in our backyard playing around at my feet. And then a couple of years later, in our church, in C3 Toronto, after the most devastating heartbreak that we had ever gone through in ministry, God healed my heart again as I wept on an altar. And so my question for you is, will you build these altars with me? This is what I'm laying my life down for. This is what I will do anything for. Just like in the day of Pentecost, I will be obedient to Christ. I will step out. I will wait. I will do whatever it takes. Life laid down to build these altars in every single suburb, every single city, every single part of this world, so that people can meet Jesus, have their lives completely transformed, and actually make a difference this side of eternity. So let's do that together. Let's build sacred C3 Church altars in every single place on this planet. Awesome.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, and our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.